That's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Excuse me. I got a feeling this is going to be a good show because you know what? The studio is full this morning. I don't know that I've ever had this many people in the studio because the Leadership Pensacola class is here joining Pep Talk. Yay! Class of 26. Let's hear ya.
Thank you so much for having us.
I love this. Now, I was in the class of, 24-ish. Yes, 24. So we were the greatest class ever, just saying. Each class, of course, has their own name. Have you all come up with yours yet?
We haven't come up with ours yet. Oh. We're still working. It's going to be really good, though.
Okay,
good,
all right. So well, you got a lot of company. You got a few people, classes to compete with, for sure. So let's talk a little bit about Leadership Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And if you should happen to have a question this morning, they're going to be here for the whole half hour. You can text that in at 850-437-1620. Leadership Pensacola is sponsored by the Greater Pensacola called a Chamber of Commerce, and it's a year-long experience. I think your class has 50 plus people in it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So basically what happens, and I did it much later in my career, then I thought, well, I already know everything about Pensacola. I couldn't have been more wrong because I got the opportunity. Every month you go to a different place, you have a government day, and you have today's media day, and so they're here in the radio station, and then they have a class project. So let's talk about it. Tell us a little bit about your experience so far with leadership. You had the big retreat weekend. Go ahead, tell us all about it. What would you say to somebody if they say, so you're doing this leap thing? What is that exactly? Whoever wants to go first.
All right.
And identify yourself too, since we can't.
My name's Drew Kilgan. So I work for the sheriff's office. I've been there for over 20 years. I actually helped do leap through the sheriff's office.
That was one of my favorite days, actually.
Yep. So you saw me. So probably since like 2010, I have assisted in putting on leap day for public safety through the SWAT team, because that's my job, is I run the SWAT team. So for me, it was pretty unique because I had seen it for the past 15, 16
right.
years of seeing it. And then I see the kind of behind the scenes thing and the relationships you build and the chances you get to do something bigger than yourself. So it's been a unique experience. I suggest everybody get the chance if it's something they're interested in. So it's been very well. We've had great contacts. I'm the co-chair for the project. Lauren Gund is the project chair. She's here with us today. So
oh, good. Okay.
She's the brains behind the operation.
So, there's just a little bit of responsibility that you've taken on, Lauren. How does that feel?
It's been great. Honestly, we have an incredible class. The way that our project is run is it's so organized. It's divided by committees. Everyone is so skilled, so organized, so kind and supportive. Honestly, it's they make my job easy.
Okay. That was very well said. But the thing people don't understand is you really don't have a lot of time, because you find out you're in the class and then you're off and running in the fall, and suddenly now it's January and you got to have it done by what, April, May, something
May,
like
that? Yeah.
Yeah.
We graduate in May.
Yeah.
Beginning
so all of
May.
A sudden you go, whoa, wait, what's happening? And so you raise the money, you make a decision. Talk about the process of how you pick a project for your class.
So the process was, I mean, I found it interesting. This is, of course, I don't have any experience with LEAP prior to this.
And what's your name? Just
sorry. Oh, yes. My name's Rachel Smith.
Hey, Rachel. So
just on the project topic, I am very fortunate to be a member of this year's class, but our project is for Gulf Coast Kids House. And so I actually
great.
Also work at Gulf Coast Kids House.
Oh, cool.
So the project is like doubly exciting for me. And so the process, I mean, we whittled it down from several organizations and different projects. And the That's project that we ended up choosing was coincidentally for Gulf Coast Kids House. But this project that we're doing, Gulf Coast Kids House has been trying to get it done, this healing garden, for about 3 years.
Wow.
And just haven't had the funds and the means to do so. And it's going to be very beneficial for the clients that we see. Kids House serves... We served 4,200 children just last year.
Wow.
So it's, you know, we really prioritize the therapy aspect mm-hmm. at Kids
well,
House.
Maybe just real briefly tell you what some people have heard of it. Maybe they don't know what it's about.
Yeah. So Gulf Coast Kids House is a children's advocacy center, which means, in short, we are like a one-stop shop for children that have been victims of abuse and neglect. So we offer medical services, therapy services. We have some attorneys from the state attorney's office within our building. We've got Department of Children and Families in our building. So they just come to our building for all of their appointments from start to finish of their case, mm-hmm. basically.
Well, this is great. So it's a nonprofit. And so the hardest part for me was when we had to pick our project. And actually, our project was Valerie's house. We did the garden for
we
the
love
Valerie's.
Them.
Basically, it sounds like kind of a similar project. But I just heard about this a little bit. But really, today's the official announcement day. Is that correct?
We have a groundbreaking this afternoon at Gulf Coast Kids House at 4:15 if you'd like to stop by.
Yeah, come
so
hang out with us.
Heard it first here on Pep Talk, then. Is that how I can get away with that one?
Yes.
Okay. So, in a nutshell, your project is?
So it is, we're calling it the Healing Garden at Gulf Coast Kids House. And
I love that.
It's for therapy services. All the services that we provide right now are indoors. But
so this is an outside garden?
It's an outside garden. There's a lot of research in therapy services that, you know, there's so many different avenues that you can go down. But we have realized at Gulf Coast Kids House that not every child, you know, everybody's different. So not every child's the same. They all process things differently. And so we really try to cater to that. And the therapists one-on-one with the children are offering services in ways that benefit them to
right.
be on their healing journey so that they can graduate and go on and, you know, be better and productive members
well,
of,
sure,
of society.
Absolutely. It's a huge impact.
This, right.
At
from
a critical
this trauma
time in their
that
lives.
They've, yes.
No
experienced. And so the Healing Garden is going to be a therapy space, an outdoor therapy space. So we're going to have, you know, there's lots of sensory aspects to the garden, like a water feature and some like maybe outdoor musical instruments and
oh, fun.
There's going to be a lot of different aspects to it. And it's just going to be right across the street from Gulf Coast Kids House. It's like a side street. So, you know, it'll be fenced in for our clients. What's the word I'm looking for? It's still early in the morning. confidentiality.
Yeah, of
See,
course.
It's a long
Privacy.
Word. It's a long word.
Privacy.
Yes.
It's a little easier.
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of different aspects for the therapy garden that are all going to benefit therapy services for the children that we serve, as
I
well as
it.
Members of the staff, because, you know, if you're a therapist and you're talking to a child about something really traumatic, you know, it's secondhand trauma. Some of those situations
oh, sure.
really
yeah.
weigh on you. So it'll be really beneficial for a lot of people.
But being outside, it's always, we have so much
yes.
nice weather here.
We
and
do.
Maybe to just step outside of that therapeutic environment inside
right.
where it's kind of, I mean, they do a beautiful job there. They used to cook cookies.
Oh, yes.
And so the kids would smell chocolate chip cookies when they came in. But I think the too many adults were eating them. They had to let that one go.
Occasionally, we still get cookies delivered, but
go.
We don't make them in-house. We can't do that.
I know.
We
I'm
can't.
Just giving you a hard time.
My hips can't afford it.
Exactly. But this is a big project, and I'm sure it's going to involve some construction, possibly some painting. You've got to get the supplies. You have to come up with a plan.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
a
is.
Lot to
yeah.
it, but the big piece is the funding. So how is that going, and do you still need donations? Are y'all still going to be open for that?
We are. This is a huge project. It's going to be incredible. In fact, it's kind of started as it is an Impact 100 funded project.
Oh, great.
But that is just part of the money that they need in order to really provide the garden that they need for their children and their caregivers. So as a Leadership Pensacola, we are looking to raise funds to help them meet their full budget. So we are looking for support in case you are interested.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with the leadership class of 2026 on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. If you have some questions about the project or if you want to know how to donate, sponsor, hang on, because we're going to tell you that in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We got a full house this morning. The 2026 class of leadership, Pensacola, is here. Yay! Make some noise. Woohoo! I love it. I'm always here by myself or maybe with one or two people, so this is really fun for me, selfishly saying. But we were talking about the class project. They're going to be doing a wonderful garden, a therapy garden for a Gulf Coast Kids House. So tell us how we can donate. How can folks listening this morning support the project? Because it really is a worthy cause, and you do need the money.
We do, yeah. So the donorship is what really makes this thing happen. So the Impact really stepped up and helped us out, but it's going to come down to getting in-kind donations and donations to get to see this thing through. So you could reach out, and the webpage is PensacolaChamber.com is where they can go. You just scroll right down the page. You can see where you have a place to donate, and we're also looking for people to step up for materials and things like that for in-kind donations. So if anybody wants to help, try to help these kids out, heal. I've spent a career in law enforcement. You've seen some pretty traumatic child abuse cases over the years. But this is a chance to really kind of give back in the community.
Oh, it's a fabulous project. It really, really is. I actually get teary-eyed thinking about it because Gulf Coast Kids House does so much for the community. And I love this idea of the outdoor garden. We have loved Valerie's house. It's worked out so beautifully for them. And the feeling of accomplishment that you have and the fact that the leadership class learns what it is to not only be a leader and form relationships with each other, but you also learn what it truly means to give back to the community. So in a leadership position, you start to learn what it means to give and not necessarily be in that position because of my career or where I'm aspiring to or what I'm trying to achieve. Now you can think, I'm going to get in that position. And when I get there, here's what I'm going to do. And it's a really great, this is the beginning of a great, great feeling. And it's neat because I'm looking around the room. We've got all ages. I'm guessing all different kinds of careers. Anyone that is interested in leadership, Pensacola, they're going to be taking the applications for nominations, I believe, starting next Monday. Is that correct?
It is, yeah.
And it's a pretty easy process.
It's a pretty lengthy process, but it's very...
Once you get in, though.
Yeah. The nomination itself, someone can nominate you. You can nominate yourself.
Yep.
And if once you get notified, then you do fill out a pretty lengthy application. But it's a really cool one that makes you really think hard about your intentions as a leader.
And I think my favorite thing that I didn't expect is that I have friendships for life. We have our own Facebook page, our class. We're on it almost every day. We're still in touch. We still get together. It's pretty cool. It's something that you don't expect. And I met people I would probably not run into normally with the, you know, the trajectory of my career.
Exactly.
So that's really cool. Okay. So what do y'all think? What do you think? What has been your favorite part so far? And if anybody else wants to step up to them now and jump in, you are welcome to.
I mean, it's going to be the background of what Pensacola is. So you get to see anything from the food drive locations, the little behind the scenes of what everything's going on within government, to economic things. I mean, there's just diversity beyond what your career is. And then it's going to be making the connections and then using those connections for good. So everybody in this room and in the class all has connections to make things happen. And it's just making those connections to go towards something good.
Well, I'm sure in a position at the sheriff's office, you think, well, I've seen it all. But in fact, you've probably learned quite a lot of new things.
Yeah, there's a lot of diversity behind what it is. And like seeing like different views and opinions towards things so that everybody's going in the same direction.
Okay, so what's been your favorite part so far?
Honestly, I wanted to be in Leadership Pensacola to get to know our city and our government and our operations better. Mm-hmm. But what I have found is the connections to touch on that even more. I've had just even personal things come up. A friend that needed some like maternity services, and I just looked into our directory and texted a gal that's, you know, part of our group, and she helped me. So
that's the best part.
So yeah, so now I have 50 new connections, 50 new friends, which is really cool.
Well, throughout the year, you have a couple of retreats. So you open the whole thing off in the fall with a retreat that involves a SIMSOC process. We won't reveal anything. We don't want to be spoiler here.
Fight Club. Yeah.
But then you go on and you have all the different days, and then you have the spring retreat. But you also have the trip to Tallahassee. Have y'all done that yet?
We haven't. That's coming up at the end of the month.
So talk about that a little bit. Are you looking forward to it?
Very much so.
It's a lot of fun.
I don't know exactly what we're getting into, to be honest, but I'm excited.
A bus. They don't fly you up there, but it's a good bus ride because, again, more bonding on the bus.
Yes. Yep.
So, and it's a great opportunity to meet the legislators. They usually make an effort to come out and meet you, and it's just really cool. Okay, so what else? Who else is a favorite thing?
Honestly, I mean, my favorite thing really has just been the connections. The days, I mean, the chairs of the days put in so much work for every single day, and everything's so well thought out. And it really comes through when we're participating in the day for the whole class, which is absolutely amazing. But I really just, I'm kind of a people person. So like making those connections and even meeting people that like you have mutual friends or, you know, like Drew literally knows my dad and my brother from the sheriff's office.
Well,
and
then
like,
you do start
kind of random things like that.
Six
and
it's, degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Kind of
and
stuff.
It's just,
yeah.
It's just really, really cool. And, you know, we've all bonded really well. I think we have a really amazing class and in our, you know, one of our retreat weekends, we all split up into groups. And
that's
so
good.
The group that I was in, like we're all really tight and that kind of thing.
Well, I would encourage you that if you have 50 plus people, and our tendency is to find those two or three people and then we go through the whole thing with them. So I'd encourage you, okay, you might have your two or three people, but make an effort if you can to spend at least 5 minutes with every person in class before this whole thing is done.
Oh, for
I promise
sure.
you won't regret
Honestly,
it.
I think that our whole class has been really good about that.
Oh,
like
good.
Nobody's
good.
Like clicking or anything like that.
Good.
You know, you don't really see people like standing off in the corner, which is amazing. Everybody really is like, we'll just turn right around and start talking to somebody else.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, they're on a tight schedule. They got to get out of here. They're waving at me. They have to go. So thank you so much for coming to visit Pep Talk this morning. Congratulations on being in the class. Good luck with the project. And again, if people want to donate, all they have to do is go to PensacolaChamber.com and all the information will be there. Congratulations, you guys. Yay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is Pep Talk with the leadership class of Pensacola 2026.